Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Coming up, it's the 8th Annual Albrecht Pence President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale happening Monday, February 18th at the Clay Freeney Ranch in Caddo, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 150 Angus Bulls plus over 200 registered and commercial Angus females. The sale starts at noon. For your complimentary sale catalog or for more information, contact Sale Manager Tom Burke at 816-532-0811. That's the 8th Annual President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale, Monday, February 18th. We'll see you there.
Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herbs Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com.
Today's cattle futures markets closed under pressure. The feeder cattle were down anywhere from 50 to 87, and live cattle down anywhere from about 30 to 82. Most of the weakness came on the front end here. February live cattle down 82 at 126 even. That was 12 cents off their lows. And yesterday afternoon, we were given 40 more deliveries. And now the oldest date against the Feb cattle is November. So we went from June to November pretty quickly. So most of the longs and the long February contracts have been selling it and rolling out to April. Box beef at midday was down 41 on choice, down 96 on select. Now you've got to go all the way back really to about October last year. We've been in this trading range on choice at least from about 218 down to 211. So it's quite a while we've been trading here in this trading range. Which is pretty abnormal. Usually we get quite a bit more action on the box beef, but that's where it's been here. The lowest point of the year is usually in about October, which is what we've been seeing here recently. Now, OKC West had about 5,000 head today. There were no cattle traded on the Fed Cattle Exchange. None traded, and 785 head were listed, and it was $125 passed up in Kansas.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. It's the 4th Annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale, Saturday, February 16th in Boswell, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 70 performance-ready 18-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls and 10 2-year-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls. For more information or to download a catalog, go online to www.cclcattle.com or call Lucas Reinhardt, 580-276-0070, 580-276-0070. The 4th Annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale.
A mixed bag for the grain futures here this morning or this afternoon. The wheat, surprisingly, was one of the strongest contracts. We closed about a nickel off of their lows from earlier in the day. July Kansas City all the way up to 506 and a quarter, up 2.5. Now, beans were a half cent lower, corn a half cent higher. Cotton action today was pretty quiet as well, only up 8 in March at 69.86. The big movers today, we've got some action here in the natural gas down about 10 cents today. The crude oil market up 80. Of course, the equity markets have been quite volatile here lately. Dow Jones currently up 150. NASDAQ up about 29 points. S&P up 12. So equities are really, really strong here. U.S. dollar also making a move today, up 45 points at 96.95. Most of the talk continues to be with the Asian region here in the United States and Asia. Meeting this week started yesterday. There is also a headline out there that says that President Xi and Trump will meet in the month of March. So it's looking more likely that they're going to have some sort of a tariff delay passed or kicking down the road a little bit past the March 1st deadline, which may end up being just what we need to make the deal happen. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.